Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, according to PwC, after years of sustained growth, Singapore saw a slide in tech startup funding in 2019 as investors turned more cautious. There was record high funding in 2018, a decline in 2019, but a surprisingly steady H1 2020. The first half of 2020 saw a steady flow of funding, and it looks to be on track to reach 2019 funding numbers. Large and successful startups are still able to access funding, with Grab raising its latest Series I round of $1.2 billion in February 2020 and NinjaVan raising $390 million in April. For more insights, we speak to Zenas Schmickrath, a board member of C Founders, a member-funded not-for-profit community of tech founders. Zenas, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So what's your outlook for seed investment in 2021?
I think that 2020 was a very formative year for startups and for investors. We were hit with a huge shock that also affected the investment world in 2020 with the coronavirus. This dried up a lot of capital. It put everything on pause. Not just the companies were on pause, but investment was on pause. And what we saw was looking back a little bit towards fundamentals, and the landscape of seed investment changed a little bit because investors got quite skittish about what companies to invest in and what the future of the world would look like. Mm. But with a lot of certainty coming back into that landscape, we are seeing that there is a lot of potential investment into new companies in 2021 as there is more certainty in the landscape and the market.
Particularly for tech companies, you reckon? That's been the panacea that's been tossed around that will save us all, yeah, tech.
It has. And I think that that is true. Because tech companies are so resilient to this current environment that we are in with the pandemic still ongoing, travel severely restricted. But what is allowing people to communicate, do their business, and to be able to thrive is the technology that surrounds us. And so there is a lot of push into investment in tech companies and companies that enable other companies to function during times of crisis.
So what should startups focus on in 2021 with regard to getting some investment? And should tech startups focus on it the same way any other startup should?
That's a great question. I think there was a big shift towards profitability in 2020. We were seeing this in all of the startup circles where investors were pushing for companies to trim up their balance sheets and make sure that they were on a profitable path. And what we've now seen is that as things have stabilized, that 2021, once again, the focus is on growth. And there is a lot of excitement about the future. And particularly in these areas, like you say, of tech innovation. And certain companies are going to fare a lot better in this current environment. And that is what investors are looking to invest in, and also what companies should focus on. Some of these areas that I can think about are fintech, e-commerce, like remote productivity, logistics. I think these are going to be some of the outsized winners, and companies that pivot into the space or focus on these areas are going to be the ones that have outsized returns in the next decade.
You've experienced, Zenas, doing this, raising funds for a startup. What's your advice as startup founders head out there to essentially stick their hands out?
Yes, I have done it a few times, and it is quite the experience. I think until you've done it, it looks
hard
easy
to
on
describe.
The outside, and yes, very very difficult to do in actuality. I think my advice to early stage founders and ones that are going out there looking for startup capital is that there's no substitute for experience. The thing that is
just do it. You mean?
It really is just do it.
Okay.
It is that painful falling down, getting that feedback, realizing you're not very good at what you're doing, and then getting better at it over time.
Is there a way to prepare though?
There is. There's so many resources out there for early stage founders. I can hopefully mention some of those, which say the Y Combinator Startup School, free online resources for those looking to get into creating a startup. There's many, many resources to figure out how to get started and then even how to start getting fundraising. But really the big piece of advice is just do it and then you get good at it. And we can dive quite deep into some of the ways that you can get good at it.
Talk to us about the team then a startup needs to put together, the importance of culture, the importance of talent within the organization itself already.
Absolutely. I think that culture is one of those things that's very easy to overlook and yet is so important. And culture kind of happens whether you want it to happen or not. Your company culture will either it's formed by the founders and by the founding team. Otherwise, it just happens as the company becomes the company. And I believe it's really important to focus on culture. I have a little adage here. If for the listeners that watch Game of Thrones, you know, you think of the Lannister family, and one of the key sayings they have there is a Lannister always pays his debts.
Yeah, okay,
exactly. So this is one of the values, and you can see how just this one phrase forms the way that people perceive this, well, this company, in this case, the family. If you strongly define your mission statement and your values, and you live those values, repeat them, and continually communicate them, you then are able to attract a certain type of talent. And it's the talent that kind of self-selects for the culture that you are putting out there and the values that you are communicating.
You're saying they'll naturally step forward versus you have to go look for them?
Absolutely. Mm. They will naturally step forward. Of course, you still have to look and select and find the people that best fit your culture. But I'm a firm believer that it's better to hire for a culture fit than necessarily a skill fit, because those that understand the culture and kind of want to see the mission of the company to succeed in that mission, those are the ones that will continually perform well over the course of your company.
How though? Some of those things are hard to spot. Can't be looking through a CV looking for this person who will always pay their debts.
That's true. I think that this is where the interview process becomes incredibly important. And if there's one book that I would recommend for the interview process, it's Who by Geoff Smart. It is an incredibly good book about how to find the culture fits for your company.
We're speaking with Zena Schmick-Rath, who's a board member of C Founders, a member-funded not-for-profit community of tech founders. Zena's talked to us about why this kind of community is important.
Absolutely. When it comes to accelerators and other programs out there, I think that they're a great fit for early stage startups, and they help you get that first leg in the door on how to create your small company and to get started. And what C Founders is about, SEA Founders, is about the next step in the journey. We find that there's lots of resources for the small company and the startup just starting out. But once you reach the next stage in the entrepreneurial journey, it is very hard to find out how to do some of the things that founders face once they've raised their Series A and beyond. Some of these things are really, really difficult to handle. Let's say how to acquire a company and integrate the team plus the CEO of that company, or removing an investor from a cap table, or firing one of your first employees because you've now outgrown what they are able to do. These are really, really hard questions to face and situations that founders face. And what C Founders does is bring a community of like-minded founders together so that we are able to face those problems together with the shared experience that we have.
How can a startup go about being a member?
We have some base criteria of joining C Founders. The minimum is having received at least $1 million in fundraising or previous experience having started a company that has reached that stage.
Why that particular criteria, though? You want to know that they've reached a certain stage.
Yes. That stage is having to have gone through the investment process and then also starting to scale a company. Once you've received about $1 million US in funding, that's when the things start to tip. You're who are having at least tens of employees and starting to face some very difficult problems in your startup. And really our mission at CFounders is to help founders scale their companies and to grow faster.
Why though? Because in your experience, when you did it, you didn't have resources like this. So why be a good guy now and sort of help? Hey, you lived through it, you survived, and others could too.
Yes. When I joined CFounders, it was this kind of epiphany moment. As soon as I joined, I thought, I wish that I had been a part of this community so much earlier. But I think there's also a lot of resources out there for company founders. But at the same time, I want to give back to the community. You know, I've had some success in starting a company, scaling a company, and I would love for others to be able to have that same success. And I have some knowledge that I hope I'm able to give to others and help them through the difficult times.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today, Zenas.
My pleasure.
Zenas Schmickroth is a board member of CFounders. This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.